Graham, good morning. Thanks for hanging on. Apologies for the delay.
No, Steve, that's it. Steve, I'd like to highly praise you for waving the flag for vets. I'm a vet mate and I run a registered voluntary depression and suicide prevention. I can leave me know with the details, mate. I was shocked to hear we lost one, you know,
sad.
What you said. That's really upset, mate. My eyes tear.
It is. It's just not good enough.
We're losing too many vets, mate. We're losing too many vets. Mate, good on you. And this bloke that says, I'll take me time to read this bloody report, he needs a big kick up the bum too, mate.
Does he ever? 930 pages. You reckon if you've got a 930-page report, you might have actually read it before you released it and saying that we'll consider it. I mean, seriously. They need to fix the problem. And you know, working in this area, Graham, that what the problem is, and that is that the vets have this big gap between discharge and when they actually get their benefits, and no one wants to talk to them. And then, you know, you've got a young fella, 22 years old, serves in Afghanistan, rings up his psychologist. The psychologist says, sorry, I'm full up today. I'm booked out. You can't come and see me.
Mate, my eyes are bloody teared up now. What amazes me, Steve, is we got vets sleeping on sleep and we're throwing money and opening our gates, and I'm not racial or nothing, but we're throwing money at people and looking after them coming in. When are we going to look after our own, Steve, you know?
Well said, Graham. Thank you. You do good work. Leave us your details off here. John-